I went to a cabin for a couple of weeks to start writing this record about a year ago, and that one just kind of fell out of the sky. It was one of those tunes that just, I don't really know where it came from, and it happened very, very quickly. And so it just kind of fell out, and it's been doing really good for us, and people have been really digging it.
The hook is just amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
So when you go to this cabin, Henry David Thoreau style,
right?
Do you go alone? Do you take the family?
It was just me. Yeah, I just took a little studio rig, and it was just me and my guitar for a couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember. It was either a week or 2 weeks. It was definitely, it was a long expanse of time where all I had to worry about was creating a record.
That has to be really different because you've got a family. How many children do you have?
Just one. We have a five-year-old girl.
That you adopted.
Yep.
I guess 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Christmas time. I remember that you got her around Christmas.
Yeah. It was about 3 years ago, and yeah, it was, we got her home around, I guess it'd be 3 years now, yeah.
Yeah. How's she doing?
She's doing awesome.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yep, I'll get to see you in a couple of days.
Awesome. Well, Sean McConnell is in studio. He has a self-titled album out that is available now. And I saw you, I think, was Lone Star Park a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Oh, that was so fun.
So what's your favorite? Is it the writing and the going off to the cabin so you have some peace and quiet? Or is it the performing? What is it?
It's all of it. You know, it's all, they each give me something different. So I kind of need both, mm-hmm. both sides of the coin.
Is there a lyric that you have written that is your favorite of all time? Because you're such an amazing songwriter. I just wonder if there's that you always come back to and you think, yeah, that's money.
Man, I don't know. I don't know about one specific one. I mean, I think it's like, people always ask me like what my favorite song is to play, and it's always changing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this record I saw is really more of a storyteller record.
Yeah, I think it is a lot more of a storyteller record, and it's a lot more personal as a collection than some of my past records that have moments of autobiographical.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it weird when you get too autobiographical? You ever write something and you think, ooh, that's a little personal?
I don't think, it's harder to write like things, like songs about like my daughter or my wife or something like that. They're actually harder to write because you almost don't want to, like, it's hard to put into, some things are hard to put into words and into lyrics. But I don't think I've ever written anything that I was like, oh, this is too personal to share.
Right.
Because I think that's kind of what music's about and when it's the most powerful.
And you don't have to share your criminal record.
Right, yeah, that's, we got rid of that years ago. We spent a lot of money and got rid of it.
Sean McConnell is in studio. Do you have time or energy or desire to play a song? Because we have all of it here.
I do. I have all those things and my guitar.
Awesome. Sean McConnell's about to go live in the Ranch studio. If you don't mind, I'm going to video you or attempt to put you on live on the Ranch Facebook page. So if you would like to see as well as hear this event, then go to the Ranch Facebook page. Is that cool with you, Sean?
That's cool with me.
I think you signed something that said we could use your likeness in any way that we want.
I think I've signed that. Yeah, we're good.
All right.
This is a song off the new record called One Acre of Land. I ain't gonna lie to you, honey. I don't make a whole lot of money. It's a rust bucket of a ride I'm rolling. Duct tape it just to keep it going. You could be my greatest treasure, and baby, I would spend forever holding your love like a miracle. But you should know that I got 1 acre of land. I'm the son of a rambling man, and the only thing I ever hammered with a damn was a Fender and a rock and roll band. I can't pull no car apart, but I can fix a broken heart, and we could build a dream right where we stand on 1 acre of land. It don't take a lot and I do it. When you really get down to it, we got four walls and a patch of planet. True love, you can fit right in it. Just enough cash that we're covered. Something in the oven for supper. A screen porch we can sit around. Watch the sun go down. Over on 1 acre of land, I'm the son of a rambling man. And the only thing I ever hammered worth a damn was a Fender in a rock and roll band. I can't pull no car apart, but I can fix a broken heart. And we could watch our dreams from where we stand on 1 acre of land. It's a real simple kind of road we're hoeing, tilling this ground together. Who knows what may start growing. Over on 1 acre of land, I'm the son of a rambling man. And the only thing I ever hammered worth a damn was a Fender in a rock and roll band. I can't pull no car apart, but I can fix a broken heart. And I'll love you till they lay me where I stand on 1 acre of land. On 1 acre of land.